the nest it makes.
Well, in some ways it could almost look like, no, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say in some ways its wings would be like a dragonfly, but I don't believe I'd better say that.
They're just sort of not too familiar with this territory. I mean, outside
they're kind of long, slender bodies, not round, and but sort of long and slender.
Kind of long legs.
Yes, long legs,
Now, if you go fishing and you want to take a different kind of bait, you might get a little teeny fish that swims around the shore for bait.
We're not fishermen.
You're here
minnows? I've heard the name, yes.
Yes, I've heard the name, but I wouldn't
okay.
Know.
Now,
I should use them to go fishing.
One sure way to know that there's a spider around is if you see the
web.
And you'd call it probably a
spider web.
Would these be likely to be in the house or in the field?
Either place. Especially outside. On the
wash
line.
Spider, would they be outside?
Another kind of web that sometimes in the house, I'm sure you have none in this well-kept house, but do you ever have, for example, something that hang up in the corner?
Yes, the... we used to call them granddaddies, didn't we? Long ago.
Granddaddy long legs.
But now, what do we call them? I don't know. We just say spider, do we? It's not a spider. Really.
Spider web?
Oh, the web, yeah. We'd say there's webs or spider webs. I was thinking
but
of
the
creature
spider,
itself.
I was thinking not the thing that causes this.
Oh.
It's dust formation sometimes. We'll just get together.
Cobwebs, that's what you want, I believe, and that's what I should say.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be more apt to be inside. A tree underground has extensive
roots.
And the kind of amphibian that has a shell on its back.
Turtle.
Is that, did you ever hear cooter for that? How about terrapin? Do you have that word?
I didn't know what it was. I've heard the word.
Okay, it's different now. Slightly different. A turtle and a terrapin, I guess.
See.
Turtle supposedly lives in the water and the terrapin lives on the land.
Oh, yeah, terra, Latin.
Uh-huh.
For land.
I
wouldn't know what
gopher?
It was.
Gopher?
Yes.
That's an animal.
It mounds up through. Ground.
Goes underground?
Yes, and mounds up the ground in the field.
Well, then we have groundhogs too. They're different than the gopher.
Oh, I think so.
Well, there's some kinds of trees I'd like to get. One is a sycamore? Yeah. And a kind of tree that you get a fruit that you eat in a pie on Washington's birthday.
Cherry.
And a couple of berries. Could you name a couple of berries?
Strawberries.
All right.
And raspberries.
That's the two I wanted.
The two good ones also.
Elderberries.
I like elderberries.
Do you?
Elderberry pie is my favorite, and my whole family thinks I'm crazy.
Oh, it's a favorite with our whole family. My father, especially this man I was telling you about, thinks it's wonderful. And
very
we
well.
Agree. But where do you find them?
That's just it. I have to go clear down to southern Ohio almost. And when we visit down there, I always pick them and take them home, can them. And I have about four pies out here.
They are delicious.
I have it all myself. I'm the only one that eats them.
Very slow to work with.
Yeah.
Yes, to take them off is a slow process.
Very slow process on them.
What do you call that, getting them off? By shelling?
Stemming them.
I think we used to say shelling them.
Oh.
I don't know why. There's a poison. If you walk near it, you're apt to get...
Poison ivy.
And there's another kind that grows in a cone shape with red, almost velvety red things, cones that come out in the fall. They grow a bush size and has some poison involved, but I think it's if you eat it. Poison shumac?
Sumac.
Sumac.